This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live from the Entertainment Sports Arena in D.C. Happy to be joined by the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe. Second time we've had you on.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Yeah, thanks.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
In person
likewise.
Today.
Yeah, right? Man. Way better looking in person, right? Don't you think?
I was not quite thinking that.
He was thinking athletic specimens. Maybe that's, not
that
so
was
great
more around yeah. the sentiments I was thinking.
Yeah, Coach, yeah. You look like you're getting a workout in. Do you got like your gear on? Do you get workouts in?
This is what I'm wearing for practice. So I put it on. We have practice today, so I just put on the uniform.
It's like a lot like our work clothes, kind of.
Yeah,
sweatpants.
Yeah.
And long
I like his shoes. What size shoes you wear?
We have a lot in common. Don't ask for shoes. You're not getting it.
You look like we might be the same size.
I like how he sniffed you out quick.
He sniffed me out. Yeah, he knew
where you're heading.
So how are you feeling about tomorrow night?
Excited. You know, our guys have put a lot of work in through the off season, a lot of training, a lot of preparation. Excited for them to get opportunity to go compete against another team. So that's great.
How do you handle sort of, fan expectations? We always just want to win. And you guys are in a process here, right? It's going to be 3-4 years, whatever. How do you just approach it? Knowing that not necessarily winning is the goal every night at this point in the process.
The way we talk about and approach it here is pretty simple. Like, we're learning and preparing how to win to build something sustainable. So, like, winning matters to us. Like, that the fans need to hear that. This is a really important thing. But we want to do it the way that's going to build something that's going to be lasting, that's going to be sustainable, and done the right way.
Wait, I'm sorry to ask this, but what's a way that's not sustainable? Just like bringing in a bunch of old guys and sneaking out dubs, that kind of thing?
No, I'm not talking about even roster construction. I'm talking about, like, how we're going to play. Like, you know, we could play a stylistic game that maybe we sneak out a win, but that's not going to lead to something that's going to build something long-term that's going to win in the playoffs. So we want to build a style on both ends of the floor that's going to be sustainable for playoff basketball. And we got to build that day by day, and that's going to take some time.
So what do you want Wizards basketball to look like?
First of all, defense is something that is going to be something that our organization carries first, that we want to hang our hat on. You know, that we think those are the things that leads to something that's sustainable. And then in offense, that's going to be obviously a little bit analytically driven, but it's going to be, you know, player, ball movement, pace. We shot a good amount of threes last year, so that type of thing.
Do the players groan when you say defense is our priority? I'll be honest, like, guys, they want to score. They want to play offense. They want to get up and down the court. Like, that's got to be a tough sell, I would think, to at least some of the players.
Our guys have been great. We've also added some size and versatility to the roster, and not just through the draft, but through free agency and stuff. So we have guys who are defensive-minded, and that's an important characteristic we want for our group.
Let's start with we're going to have Alex on the show later, the number two pick. What did you see from Alex when you watched him on film? I know you don't make the ultimate call, but sure, you're part of the decision-making. You were able to draft Alex Sarr. You talk about defense. It's probably going to be defense first, but he seems very fluid in his movements. What did you like when you watched him?
Yeah, the defensive versatility, his ability to, A, protect the rim, but also guard on the perimeter and guard multiple guys. That's our first focus with him. His offense is going to be coming around. Like, he's a good decision maker. He can put the ball on the floor. He will eventually be a very good shooter in this league. But the defensive versatility was the thing that stood out. His ability to make a big imprint on that in the game for his size, pretty impressive. Obviously going to be some learning going on for him as he learns the NBA and guys he's playing against, but that was the thing that stood out.
When you say the offense will come around or the shot will come around, like, what do you see in his offense now that you know that it will come around?
But the offensive stuff, that is, he's a good passer, good decision maker, reads the game well. It's not that the shooting and the offense is going to come around. It's just we're so focused on him, the defense, that, you know, make shots, miss shots. Those are things that for all of our guys, sometimes you can't control that. You're going to put the time in the gym. These guys are working like crazy every day. But the defensive focus for him will be the first thing.
I know that when we watched Summer League, it was very little. I was impressed just with the looks. Like, I thought, you know what? He shot a low percentage. Those were pretty darn good looks, I thought.
Yeah,
on the whole. You don't even care.
That stuff I wasn't even a thought process. Like, he got good shots. He's had good shots in the preseason. Mm. Again, the defense is the focus, his decision making. But yeah, this guy's a worker. He's been great.
Yeah. What's he getting better at from summer league to the preseason?
Just used to the speed of the game, getting used to playing with his teammates, some of the systematic things we've put in offensively and defensively. You know, I think playing in the summer league and all that stuff, playing training throughout the summer,
right,
just getting acclimated to everything that we're doing. These guys improved weekly and rapidly, so it's been good.
So Bilal Coulibaly will be entering his second season. What are the expectations for him coming into this year?
We did it with him last year. We put him on the best players. You're going to hear defense a little bit from me. These two guys are really have great characteristics, Alex and Bilal. We're going to put on the best guys. He's going to guard the best guys night in and night out. And then we're going to see him much more handling the ball this year.
Is that kind of taking over the Denny role? Because Denny was a guy who often guarded the best offensive players. He was known for his defense. I mean, I think he was a good all-around player.
Sure.
I've seen some reports out of Portland that I think Chauncey Billups said that he's their best player right now.
So Bilal is, probably our best perimeter defender, but we're going to put the ball in his hands more, just work on his decision-making, playmaking abilities. I think we're going to have multiple guys handle more guys making decisions. That's some of the things that we think will lead to a sustainable winning.
One thing that I noticed, now he gets killed a lot by social media, but Jordan Poole improved for you guys in the second half of the season. What changed in his game? Because first half of the season, it was I think you guys would admit it was kind of rough, or maybe based on expectations. I thought he was going to come in and score 25 points a game right off the bat. But the second half of the season, he seemed like he was a much better playmaker and player overall.
For sure. I wanted Jordan to be himself and wanted him to be aggressive. And you saw that last half, he played pretty well for us.
Yeah.
Wanted him to get attack, play downhill, get into the paint. Because one thing you're going to notice about Jordan, he's going to be number one on the other team's scouting report. He's going to draw crowds. There's going to be people helping. So him attacking for himself, then his ability to play make from others by getting into the paint. So we want Jordan to be aggressive. And I think that's what you saw the last half of the year.
Talk about Bub. Because, he's young.
I like him, though.
Is he even 20 years old?
19.
Yet? He's 19.
Yep.
Played 1 year at Pitt, but really showed some good signs in the
he's like a gritty player. Yeah. That's what I
saw. Talk about Bub. What's his role?
Competitor. First of all, I think that's the one thing that probably stands out to everybody. His energy, his infectious energy, his joy for the game. But he's a competitor. Mm-hmm. And then he's bringing positional size, versatility, defense, rebounding, and then to be able to make plays.
How tall is he?
6'4"-ish, maybe?
Yeah, he's probably a little taller than that.
Listed 6'4", 190.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So is he still growing then?
I'm 6'4", technically. Yeah, yeah. He's taller than I am. So.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
6'4", 190, that is thin.
And the other...
I'd love to be 190.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Is it Keyshawn? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Keyshawn George.
He looked... Is this a bad comparison? You can mock me. It's okay. I'm often mocked. I said, he looks like a little Robert Ory-ish, like, in his style of play. Don't like that?
I like the clutch shooting ability. That would be great. That translate. I was around Robert as
big
a player a long time ago
in
San Antonio. We're thrilled for Keyshawn. He's another big wing who can handle, make plays, great decision maker in shooting. So, we've added a lot of positional sides. He's another guy who can really make plays and read the game really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been thrilled with his progress, too.
Okay. Talking to Coach Brian Keefe, the head coach of the Washington Wizards. You can listen to the Wizards all season long on the Team 980. Personal question. When you're with the Spurs, you win a ring. Where is the ring? Do you ever wear the ring? Because believe it or not, the four of us knuckleheads, we have a World Series ring, and we have a Stanley Cup ring.
Stanley Cup
we got
champions.
The knockoffs, kind and, of.
Well, we got the executive.
They're pretty nice.
We didn't get the player
They're
ring.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I have the ring. For many years, was in a lockbox, but then I moved and it is in my house. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it on the radio where exactly, because someone might be going there right now to go get it. But I don't wear it. I don't see you guys wearing your rings today.
I actually sold mine.
I actually have been wearing – my daughter plays volleyball.
I wouldn't doubt it.
My daughter plays
– in a pinch, I've thought about it.
She plays volleyball at Cornell, and they played so well this year, I said – we got this ring. You guys can win this ring. I'm actually wearing it every weekend to try to motivate the girls, believe it or not. It's been fun. I like it. Why not wear it? What are you going to do? You got to wear it to a function or something, right?
I don't even wear a watch.
He's not an accessories guy.
I don't really have much on, so yeah. even putting
but
that
you
on.
Earned it anyway.
So, you know what?
I didn't earn it. Those guys, I wasn't doing much in those days.
We earned ours.
Yeah, at least you were
what was your role under Popovich? So Popovich, the head coach.
Assistant video coordinator, I guess. Well, yeah, that was my job.
Were you a good editor?
Probably not as good as what you guys are doing here.
He seems like a real curmudgeon. What is he like behind the scenes?
Oh, not at all. Like,
totally different.
Like with
totally
the media, he's just a completely different
totally
person.
Well, he's totally playing a game with the media. Yeah. That's clearly a game.
Great guy.
So he doesn't.
Great guy. Yeah. Really, seriously.
All right, so like,
very caring human.
When you're there.
So when you ask him a question, he doesn't give you 3-word answers.
He would give you guys that.
Exactly.
When you're there, I'm forgetting the timeline. Was that the Duncan Robinson years? Was Sean Elliott, or were you beyond that?
After that? Yeah. So I think Robinson retired in 03, so I was there 05 to 07. So
that's Tony Parker, Manu.
Tony, Manu, Timmy, you know, Brent Berry, Michael Finley, Robert Horry. Pretty good guys.
Ballers. All right, so I'm sure you probably saw a little bit of what the Celtics did last night. Almost broke the NBA record for team threes in a game. How are you preparing for this game, the opener, at home? And they obviously, I think they're going to the White House. They going to the White House today, Matt? Is that what you said? But, you know, defending champions, how do you kind of prepare for that starting five and the perimeter shooting?
Obviously, great respect for them, yeah. I mean, this is the champions of our league, so, like, credit to them. They had a heck of a year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we got to go lace them up tomorrow. So yeah. We're just excited for the challenge. I mean, that it just happened to be Boston. We're excited to get our season started.
So Bilal on Tatum or Bilal on Brown?
We're not revealing anything. Nice try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I feel like he's learned from Coach Pop, for sure.
Seems like.
I'll give you a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah. I think so.
All right, well, good luck, Coach. We're looking forward to watching, obviously, the young guys, Bilal and Alex, and we're going to have Alex on the show in next hour.
Oh, great.
So good luck and stay healthy.
Yeah, we'll be watching. We'll be rooting on, as always.
Thanks, guys. Nice to see you in person. This is fun.
Definitely. Yeah,
thank you very much. Coach Brian Keefe, head coach of the Washington Wizards, which you can listen to all season long on the Team 980. Coming up next, we'll talk some World Series. Tony La Russa joins us here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.